In comes Ambrose. Oh, beauty, absolute beauty. It held up, it bounced, it's gone past the outside edge. And, well, Atherton down the pitch to have a look what little bit of blade of grass it hit. What he's going to do with it.
I always wonder, even when I was playing, why can't you give the bowler some credit? Just raise the bat and say, well, bowl, because the pitch had nothing to do with that. The ball cut away, it was a good leg cutter to the right-hander. And I was just about to say the varying movement, because he cut the ball away also from the left-hander, which is the off-cutter to the right-hander.
Ambrose again, and he's caught him. He's caught him. Brian Lara has caught him, and Atherton goes. And now England, well, their innings starting in trouble. They're 10 for 2, and that's Kirkley Ambrose's 400th Test wicket. And what a wicket to get to enter the history books. The whole of this Headingley crowd rises. The West Terrace crowd left all the way round the Kirkstall Lane end. The members applauding a man who's saluting right fist in the air all the way around the ground, and a remarkable effort from somebody. I don't know whether he actually made his Test debut here in 1991. It was the first time I'd ever seen him, Andy and Bishop. And all in all, what a wonderful career throughout the 90s. And now here he is, 158 wickets, I think, against England, 159 now. And wicket number 400, Mark.
He started for the West Indies in 1988, I think, against Pakistan in the Caribbean. We could check that, but I know it was 1988. But what a start for the West Indies here this afternoon. They needed some early wickets, and who else would give it to them but the old veteran, Kirkley Ambrose. He's playing in his 91st Test match, and now he's gotten to 400 Test wickets. He's only been four guys ahead of him, Courtney Walsh, Richard Hadley, or Sir Richard Hadley now, Kapil Dev, and Wasim Akram to do the same. So here it is that Kirkley Ambrose has gone to 400 Test wickets. His average is just about 20 runs per wicket. Incredible when you think of a guy lasting all of 12 years and still keeping things that tight.
Absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
Well, mate, what can I say? You've joined the 400 club. How do you feel?
Well, obviously, you know, it's a big achievement for any bowler. To get 400 wickets is always special, you know, and I'm just happy I'm part of that elite group to have taken 400.
We got an amazing shot of you as you took the 400 wicket, and in particular when Courtney Walsh joined the circle, your face was just full of life. I think it was the biggest smile I've ever seen. How were you feeling at the time?
Well, obviously I was feeling real good. I mean, you know, Courtney, a very good friend, and he couldn't wait for me to get to the 400 club as well. So he was so happy, and so was I, and Gary's all over.
Now, Michael Atherton was your 400th wicket. Do you remember your first wicket?
Yes, my first wicket was against Pakistan way back in 1988, Madassa Nazar. So it's a long time ago. Here I am, still playing 12 years later.
Well, it is a while ago. It's 97 Test matches, 400 wickets. Do you realise how many deliveries you bowled? Take a guess at how many you think.
No, that's impossible. I think I bowled quite a few.
I can tell you, 21,500 deliveries, and I suppose coming into this Test match, you've had a bit of a strain back. There's no wonder you're allowed to get a little strain after that many deliveries.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, I'm not that young anymore. I'm 36, nearly 37. The aches and pain are here, but I think I'm still holding my own against the youngsters. I'm still doing quite well.
Have you ever had a batsman really take to your bowling? I mean, you're averaging just under 21 or around 21, and from the time I've played against you, and certainly what I saw before that, I've never seen a batsman take to you. Have you had a batsman ever give you a bit of a touch-up, and who is the best batsman you've ever bowled to, do you think?
Well, it's very difficult to say who's the best. You know, and in terms of getting knocked about, I've had my fair share. You know, just that. Not too many, but I've had my fair share. But it's difficult to say who the best batsman played against. It's very difficult.
Well, I've never seen you get a touch-up, and I get asked a lot, what's it like to face the likes of Kirkley Ambrose, and how intimidating is it? Well, I just want to come next year. I'm an opening batsman. Kirkley Ambrose is the opening bowler. Does this look intimidating? I mean, my goodness, look at the size of you. Look at me. How am I meant to survive against someone like this? But all I know is, Kirkley, that... from my point of view, everyone here today, it was an absolute privilege to be here to see you bring up your 400th wicket. So congratulations. I know you have some back exercises you have to go and do.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Oh, but just before you go, is this going to encourage you to come to Australia now? I mean, I just want to know.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm sticking to my decision. I still got one more game to go after this. It's important that we win this series. So I'm not thinking about anything else apart from this series.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. No, I really mean it. I really. Thanks very much for your time, Curtis.
Okay, Clay, all right.